In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, the WWE proudly brings to you their tag team champions of the world, the Road Dogg, Jesse James, the Badass Billy Gunn, the New Age Outlaws. And if you ain't down with that, we got two words for you. Suck it. It is March 10th, 2021. A long time you officially the Pitbull Dylan.
What's up?
And, newsflash, Pepe Le Pew has been canceled.
Yay, thank you, cancel culture, for ruining another great childhood cartoon.
So now we proceed to have a moment of silence for Pepe Le Pew. Okay, let's get on to the comedy.
Okay.
So, Dylan, you don't have Twitter.
Nope. Don't need
it. You've never really been on Twitter, have you?
No, unless I see what you're sharing, but when we, you know, before we did the podcast. Besides that, I don't pay attention to it.
I got a question for you. A famous person tweets something. It don't matter what it is. It could be James Gunn saying fart. It could be Drew Barrymore showing her tits.
That probably won't happen.
Well, she did that once to that talk show host.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, Jim Kimmel. What the fuck is his name?
Now I want to see this.
Johnny Carson? Yeah, Johnny Carson, I think.
How old is he?
She started table top dancing. She turned to Johnny Carson and went, bing, and showed him her tits.
Oh.
And only he got to see them.
Of course.
Son of a bitch. He's like, I know what I'm fapping to tonight.
Anyway,
how much would you pay for that tweet?
None.
You wouldn't pay anything for that tweet?
No.
What about the very first tweet ever of all time? How much would you pay for that tweet?
Not a damn thing. I don't need it.
Well, this tweet so far has sold for $2.5 million.
For something digital that you can't physically hold unless you print it off and have it on paper?
You can hold a piece of paper that says you own that tweet. Now, understand, you can't do anything to that tweet because it belongs to the guy's account. You can't change it, you can't delete it, you can't alter it. Hell, I don't even know if that tweet still exists, to be fair. You're literally paying for a piece of paper that just says, you own this.
I'm sorry, you're wasting your fucking money.
Yes, sirree, a tweet for $2.5 million from the original Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey. And he's jacking off to that money. So, his first tweet had a spelling error in it, too. Let's just point that out.
Twitter is spelled with T-W-T-T-R.
Was that how Twitter was spelled back in 2006? I don't know. Hey, Twitter will be celebrating its, how many years? 2016, that's 10. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. 15 years.
So?
On March 21st, 2006, this year will be 15 years of Twitter in just a few days. Congratulations to Jack off here. He's the first ever verified Twitter at Jack. You can at Jack.
I thought that was an O for off.
2:50 p.m., March 21st, 2006. Twitter web client. It has 117.4K retweets, 12.4K tweet quotes, and 149.9K likes. So that still doesn't have a lot of likes. I've seen Twitter quotes that have way more likes than it. It's being sold as an NFT, a non-fungible token.
Fungal? That's what, like...
Is it fungus?
Yeah, I was thinking, like...
Is there a fungus
infection or something?
Echo, what does non-fungible mean?
Here's something I found on dictionary.com. The adjective fungible is usually defined as, especially of goods, being of such nature or kind as to be freely exchangeable or replaceable, in whole or in part, for another of like nature or kind. Did that answer your question?
Fuck no.
Sure.
Thanks for your feedback.
So, basically, non-fungible means that they can't resell it, retweet it, or anything like that. They can't get rid of it. So once you own it, you own it. But you don't own it, so.
Okay.
There's something amiss here. Who paid $2.5 million for this?
Some dumbass, apparently.
He just wants a piece of paper. I can make a printout. I can Photoshop that. It's a sales on a marketplace called Valuables. It's not really that valuable. Hey, you want to buy this tweet? I may actually check out that website, Valuables, and see what it talks about. He said it promoted via his Twitter on Friday, where you can check out Jack's Twitter on Friday, March 5th, 2021. Dorsey's 15-year-old message attracted whales from all corners of the known internet. Whales being big buyers, you know.
I thought that, whales is in the country Wales.
I guess Donald Trump can be considered a whale.
I mean, he is a very heavy-set person.
Vince McMahon's a whale.
No, Vince McMahon's the genetic jackhammer.
So you're saying this jackhammer's a whale?
I don't fucking know.
I thought it was the glorious grapefruits.
He calls himself the genetic jackhammer as well.
Is that why he has to power walk the way he does? Just because they're swinging so hard?
I guess. He's beating his knees apart.
My God. My thighs.
That sounded just like Vince McMahon.
He's like, you're fired. Mm. So, basically, what if X-Factor was Vince McMahon in disguise?
I can see that. You know, X-Factor has the mindset to be Vince McMahon.
Yeah. I could do it. I could pull it off. Hi, Jack. I made $500,000 USD offers to buy your tweet. Why? Why Justin Suntron? Who the fuck is Justin Suntron?
That's obviously something.
He paid $500,000 offer to buy the tweet. I've updated my offer to 700K. I've updated my offer to 1 million. I've updated my offer to 2 million. Who the fuck is Justin Sun?
Why are you wanting to buy a tweet? Why don't you just tweet it yourself?
According to the Valuables.
Hold up. Does it work like that?
I mean, can you just retweet it?
So why don't he do that?
Does it still exist, though, is the question. All right.
People. I don't know how Twitter works. I'm barely on Facebook anymore.
We're going to see if you can find it. First tweet. I think I found it. Yeah, it exists. Boink. Boink. Hey, look. I retweeted something.
That somebody bought.
That I didn't have to pay.
Spelled did it properly.
$2.5 million.
Thank you.
Autocorrect says D-I-N-T. Hooray for
me. Ha ha ha. Matt just made a tweet.
I tweeted out, people. And I said, hey, look, I retweeted something I didn't have to pay $2.5 million for. Hooray for the Gory Boys. I wonder how much flack I'm going to get for that. Probably a lot.
So, how do we... Okay, so I'm curious. What's the very first Facebook post?
It's probably from good old Mark. I'm sure it shows up in the...
Little dorky stunt double voice Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Give Mark Zuckerberg a little bit of credit, though, because, I mean, the guy
makes his own fucking sound effects, for God's sakes. Didn't you watch that episode of South Park?
It was founded in 2004 in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Okay. First
We'll do a very first post. The first 20 people on Facebook. Good old Mark Zucky. Elena V. Davis. David Hammer.
That sounds like a porno name.
David Jackus? Like Jackus Me Off of?
That sounds like a porn name.
And Colin Jackson. King Zin Jin.
I'm not touching
sounds
that
like a Chinese. Sounds like a Chinese restaurant. Sarah Gooden.
She Gooden. She Gooden bet.
Some Samir Lane. Zach Burke. Tono Aguilar. Andre Boris. Mark.
Are these people still
Kavanovich,
alive?
Colin Kelly. I would assume so.
Why Andrew does Colin Nicole, Kelly sound familiar?
Chris Putnam. That's a very, very common name. And Chris only shares profile information with people that he knows. Huh. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name.
Solio.
Solio like polio? Curio?
I guess.
Marshall Georges Lavard II. Ari Hassett. Dustin Moskowitz.
That's the Moskowitz from that movie. Yeah. Moskowitz. What movie was it? The Great Mouse Detective?
The number one, Mark Zuckerberg. He was born in 1984.
He looks like a fucking dork. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute, Diamond Dallas Page? And the big smile? That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Okay, back to this Twitter. Why would you pay $2.5 million
for the certificate of it too?
So you don't even get a physical copy of this?
Nope.
You just wasted $2.5 million.
And this is the person that probably bought it. Just threw that laptop like it was nothing.
Probably.
I mean, homeboy should have took that laptop and just dunked it in the water.
Yeah.
Take a bathtub, put it in. You know that doesn't work in real life anymore?
What?
If you take electronics and try to dunk them. Don't try this, kids, because I could be wrong. But I'm pretty sure there's fail safes in most electronics now that if you try to put them in the water, they'll just short out before they try to electrocute you.
I mean, David was electrocuted. Let's struck
by lightning. Did you see David take a toaster and drop it in
the water? No, he got struck by lightning when we were kids.
But he didn't try that. Most electronics have a fail safe, though. You don't stick things in tubs that don't belong there, kids.
Oh, dear God. Here we go,
I'm
Matt.
Just saying that.
Here we go.
You know, bath bombs are fine, but you don't want to accidentally mistake it for hot chocolate, though.
Please tell me somebody wasn't... Oh, dear God. Somebody was that stupid.
Woman finds
that's
herself
clearly chocolate.
Hot chocolate after hilarious bath bomb blunder. Facebook users were left in stitches after a woman revealed that her friend had made a mistake of popping a rather large hot chocolate ball into her tub instead of bath bomb. That would be like the ultimate hot chocolate. I would do that.
I mean, it would be really watery.
Yeah. Well, take a bunch of them.
Okay, then we're talking.
Okay, we get
but
a, we
would
get
you
bath
take a bath in it, like, with soap and wash your booty hole and your balls?
I wouldn't wash first.
No, this is really awkward.
Oh, I got a marshmallow up my ass.
He poops it out.
Honey! Dunk, dunk, dunk. They're like little pebbles.
So, that's
would you drink this water?
I mean... I'm going to help.
He's like with or without the girl. He wants to know what the girl looks like first. A member suffered a hilarious mishap after confusing a hot chocolate ball with a fancy bath bomb. The unnamed woman, so we won't be able to see what she looks like, pal explained...
It's some big old nasty girl
she
like...
She bought what she thought was a luxurious
Mama
bath
June, maybe. Mm. It's Mama June. That is not... That's clearly not a bath bomb. Those are marshmallows.
She shaves her legs.
I thought for a second she just had two toes, but it's just the way her foot sits.
Turned out it was bloody hot chocolate with marshmallows. Bloody. Oh, she's from the UK. Okay. I was fixing it. Bloody hot chocolate. Ew. She on her period. Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm hurt my rounds. Oh. Stop it. They didn't call her sexual chocolate for a reason. Mark Henry's cracking knuckles.
I still can't get over A Haunted House 2. Mark Henry is actually in a movie called A Haunted House 2 with the Wayans brothers.
Yeah.
And there's a prison scene where he's obviously the big butch prison guy that rapes everybody. Mm-hmm. And he looks right at the white guy and says, come over here, suck on these hot lips. I'm feeling romantical. And I really felt very uncomfortable with the fact that Mark Henry could probably rape somebody if he wanted to.
So, Mrs. Hinch Cleaning Tips is where you can find this photo, apparently. But it's a private group of
152,000.
So, we're not going to be able to access that, sadly. I'm not going to join that private group just to see a picture.
Dumbass.
May the friend who preferred not to be named thought she got herself a lovely new
She doesn't want to be named because she's an idiot for putting hot chocolate in her bathtub.
This honestly looks like she just took a diarrhea dump in water.
I mean, yeah, and she
and
actually
marshmallows
pooped out some marshmallows whole.
Like, I don't remember eating marshmallow cereal, but the picture which the woman said were too good not to share, so the woman sitting in dirty brown bathwater. Says being uploaded, the post is racked up more than 3,500 likes and a dozen of comments from the made their day. I mean, if you're getting out of the bathwater, at least you're going to smell good.
I mean, you're going to smell like chocolate.
Yeah.
Probably.
Honey, why does it smell like chocolate?
I don't fucking know.
I like chocolate. I would probably drink the bathwater, one person joked. I wouldn't. It needs a little bit more chocolate. I like my hot chocolate chocolatey.
Oh, yeah, like where it's just like melted chocolate ice cream.
Maybe it's fucking two packs and then sometimes put some Hershey syrup in there, too.
Okay.
Stir it all up. Make it real nice. Put one little marshmallow on top, drink it, call it a day. Some people like to put peppermint in theirs.
No, I don't do the peppermint.
I think peppermint makes it a little too strong.
I've never been a big fan of peppermint. Now, I like the smell of it.
This comes after a woman shared a major wardrobe malfunction on TikTok.
Ooh, can we watch it?
I don't know. A video is loaded, and the video will appear after an ad.
Woman personally victimized by nasty gal leather trousers.
Jesus Christ, look at them trousers.
She a thick girl, too.
I don't know if we're going to get it to play. Because I have ad block on it, probably won't play. Okay.
Hi, I would like, this is just a shout out to Nasty Gal. I would like to...
Wait, was the she said the company was called Nasty Gal, is that what I heard?
Yeah, I just said that right there. Nasty Gal Leather Trousers.
I would like, this is just a shout out to Nasty Gal. I would like to lodge a grievance because I ordered some trousers from you and I've been having a mental breakdown for 3 days over them and I now feel ready to talk about it.
Okay, let's stop right there. How do you have a mental breakdown about some trousers?
Maybe she's a big girl and they didn't fit?
I don't know. I mean, if you tear your pants, you're going to just take them back, aren't you?
This is why I wear BDUs now, because they're very durable and they don't rip.
But you're not, I mean, you might like have a breakdown for like 10 minutes cussing out the place that sold you the pants, but I don't think you're going to last 3 days.
I'm going to get over it by the end of the day.
Yeah, as soon as you return them and get your money back or get a new pair of pants, it's not going to be...
That's no big deal, because I fixed the problem. I mean, unless you did like one of my old coworkers did, and he just wasn't wearing underwear, and you ripped your crotch out, and then you see that little baby dick pop out.
Well, this is my life now. Don't worry, babe. It's bigger when it gets hard. No.
Swear to God. I'll tell that story again.
I just would like to know, who the hell did you model these on? Was it the BF fucking G? Also, whose body do these flatter? Because...
She got a big old butt. Look at that thing.
I wanted the pants to split right there.
I'm having a laugh.
She had a mental breakdown about these. Those pants are hideous to begin with.
So these look good. What am I supposed to wear? This? I know I shouldn't have ordered them, and I don't know who I think I was either, but are you winding me up? Are you...
Are you having a laugh? I love the British talk.
I mean, just take them, send them back, get your money back.
At that point, you should be wearing just a trash bag, because that's what those look like.
I mean...
They look like a him-altered trash bag.
She has some big old saggy boobies. These things went up to her saggy boobies. I'll say it.
It looked like somebody took the trash bag, cut out some leg holes in them, but...
White trash bags.
Are you having a laugh? Why are you ordering those kind of tight pants anyways? Because that's the kind of pants they are. They're the Nobody will ask you to play whatever this video is. They're the kind of pants that you want to go smack a girl's ass with.
Loud
that kind of noise.
You see the jiggle for days.
You pop in there's like people going around. Where'd the firecracker go? Yeah. She should bathe in hot chocolate with those pants. They're brown. And they're like shit stains.
Oh, no!
A couple marshmallows attached to them. It's like a tea bag.
So, this lady basically made a fool of herself with putting a hot chocolate bomb in her bathtub thinking it was a soap bomb.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, they kind of look similar.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I could tell the difference between soap and chocolate.
I don't know. I'll show you something.
No, okay, Matt's stepping out for just a minute, and I'm going to be left here by myself. Apparently, he's going to try and make me do something with a chocolate bomb or a... he's going to the bathroom for his wife's bath bombs. Here we go.
Does that look like candy?
Yes, but I know I'm not going to fucking eat it because I'm not stupid.
These are my wife's, by the way. I wouldn't try to crush it.
Yeah,
the problem is with bath bombs, I did try to use one just to see what would happen, like the dark one that was supposed to turn all your water black. Those things take forever to freaking degrade.
Yeah.
And like the videos I see, they stick them in, they just... That's not what happens at all.
Man, you could like kill somebody with a slingshot.
Are you guys ready for the sound? It turns red on there. Well, granted, it is dusting a little bit, but... They said it's just weird that these don't like flood out as good as the ones in the videos do.
I will admit, it looks like one of them old dum dum suckers.
Yeah.
I think they're called dum dums.
Yeah, the big one.
I will admit, that does look like one of those. It's just, I know for a fact it's not.
No.
It's about the size of a jawbreaker.
Yeah. Oh my god, we can give these to Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
And Big Ed would eat them.
Double D. Look at this double D. I got a jawbreaker.
That's my all-time favorite cartoon. Mm-hmm. The original version. I hope to hell that they never do remake that.
Me personally, though, I don't understand the bath bombs things. I mean,
it's supposed to help women relax in the bathtub. I get them for my wife, and
you
she
get
loves
in there
them.
Naked.
Yes, you take a bath in them, numb nuts.
But I would feel like stuff would get stuck inside your crevices and stuff.
Well, if you're very uncomfortable with it, you shower afterwards.
Yeah, you have to shave off your bush or something like that. Get all the crumbs out of your dick.
I'm sure it dissolves, Matt.
Well, I'm fine with that, I guess. I don't know. I feel like I would wear like a swimming trunks or something like that, just with the bath bombs.
I mean,
some girls might even wear bikinis.
Bikinis are nice.
Yeah. But you don't ever want to get a police chase while you're wearing a pink bikini.
Oh, God. Woman in pink bikini leaves Southern California cops on slow speed pursuit.
All right, we're going to take polls. How fast do you think she was going for a slow speed?
Slow speed? I'm thinking...
Joe Biden, are you going to be okay?
I'm thinking about 25 miles an hour.
I'm thinking stupid slow. I'm thinking 10, 15.
Three miles an hour. Mm-hmm. The woman was charged with driving under the influence and evading police officers.
Listen,
and we got a Fox News Flash headline video.
It's 3 minutes long. I don't know if it's going to play or not. I'll turn it just... Nope. Told you. For some reason, when it comes to the headlines and stuff, they're not real.
Yeah, that one's a COVID thing.
Yeah. Video captured of an unnamed. Mr. Biden's going to be fine. I'm sorry, I don't have my cue cards with me. Video capture of an unnamed woman wearing a bright pink bikini and a flannel shirt. She was a redneck. No. Well, slow speed chase, according to the short pursuit near LAX, started at 2 p.m.
LAX is a airport.
Does that say erectly?
It does say it. Okay.
There she is. All right. That's
not red flannel.
It's pink.
She said. No. I thought she said it was a...
It's just a flannel. There she goes.
They do some weird shit in California.
She's on drugs. She's on something, man. You think this is the cop's best or worst arrest of the day?
You know what? I think there's a couple of the guys back here horse laughing about this one.
When officers came to the scene, she drove off in her pickup truck, ending up in Redondo Beach after 15 minutes. When she was driving under an influence and evading police, authorities didn't return Fox News' phone calls about the investigation.
Oh, okay, so... Well, just because she wasn't wearing a mask?
And people always have to bring up the masks in situations like this. It's kind of stupid, to be frank. It doesn't say how fast she was going, though.
We literally just read the whole damn
thing. Yeah, that's not a really short article.
Oh, we got the Fox News website with this.
We've seen a lot of pursuits over the years, but not one exactly quite like this one. A woman led police on a pursuit Wednesday wearing only a bikini. And I guess she had some kind of shirt on there, too. It started originally around 2 in the afternoon. The woman's standing.
Does that look like she was shaking her tits?
I mean, those are
outside
like...
Outside her car in the...
Her SpaghettiOs, her eggs.
Wearing only a bikini.
Her egg McMuffins.
I guess she had some kind of shirt on there, too. It started around 2
There's
in the afternoon.
Telling what she's
standing
doing.
Outside her car in the middle of the 105 freeway near LAX, which... Right there presents a problem. The person recording the video flagged down airport police, but the woman then hopped back in her car.
She flagged him down?
Off at times, acting very erratically behind the wheel. The slow speed chase lasted
for about 15 minutes or so, truck.
Ending in Redondo Beach.
Fuck you, Amazon Prime.
Arrested the woman for driving under the influence and evading police officers.
When you arrest yourself, basically. Hey, police officers, I'm fucking drunk. Let's go on a police chase.
Oh.
Hey, good morning.
She yelled out, "Hey, I got donuts in here." No, that's not. Yeah, I see two of them. One, two. Here's another.
Morning, Roxy. United Airlines was the first commercial airline to bring the vaccine here into the U.S.
It's nothing to do with the fucking. Why is everything going to the goddamn vaccine? Mr. Biden, did you see that woman that was running from the police wearing a pink bikini? Mr. Biden? Sir? Hello? I'm waving at him. He's just saying, like, oh my God, he's dead. Oh, he moves, hang on. He's going to say something. Mr. Biden, what is it? Where the fuck am I? You're in a political conference.
Did I send you that video where it was the YouTube video of Biden doing the jogging and it was at the Wrestler Edge's theme song? I saw that shit and I just busted out laughing. I'll pull it up for you after this one.
My favorite one is when he said he wasn't going to have intercourse with the United States or the
world. I'm glad he's not going to fuck the country. That's how I'm taking it.
Mr. Biden, I think you need a condom. What the fuck's a condom? What in Sam Hill's condom?
You guys send like a lot of shit, so it's probably in there somewhere.
It's gonna be buried. There's midget boxing. There we go. I'll try to turn down the volume because I think it's gonna be freaking loud.
What's that one?
It's Mr. Biden talking about having intercourse with the country.
Let me see if I can find it in my YouTube history.
This pandemic. The pandemic is that the president has no intercourse whatsoever with the rest of the world.
Poor Mr. Biden.
Like Barack Obama led the in the pandemic that occurred when we were in office. It was kept in Africa. We organized the world. We put things together. This
man sounds like he's having a stroke every time he talks. He's going to be like an old cat, and it's just going to be standing on stage, and something's going to catch his eye, and he's going to be like,
here it is. I found it. He's got the little jaw. I don't know why this makes me bust out laughing so hard. It's just Biden kind of jogging up to a podium, and this WWE Hall of Famer Edge's theme song playing in the background.
See, at least with the benefit, Trump at least had some professional wrestling experience. He did beat the shit out of Vince McMahon.
And shaved him bald at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
23 to be exact.
Maybe that's the way all political elections should be from now on. Is we just have a wrestling match.
I mean, I'm.
You stick the two candidates in the middle of the ring.
Cage match. It's got to be a cage match.
You just let them go, and whoever's left standing wins the election.
Okay, I'm good with that. They put it on pay per view.
That proves their stamina. That proves they're tough enough. They can handle the country. They can keep the country going.
I mean,
I'd watch it. I'd pay money for that.
I would too.
And like, we're gonna get Bikini Girl to be the call card girl. Just like. Round one.
She's just walking around, kind of just...
Oh, she's stumbling?
She's kind of up, just jumping, you know?
My titties don't shake anymore. I'm going to have to put some muscle into this.
Melina, the former WWE diva, hers don't.
Mm.
They're just like, bam, they look like rocks.
China's didn't for a long time.
Well, no, she spent like 10 grand on those.
Dude, you could hit her in the abs and break your hand.
Well, yeah, she was fucking China.
Yeah.
God bless Joni Lawler, by the way.
Like I said, did she just steadily decline, get unhot? Like, at first she started looking like Lou Ferrigno's poop. Then she hit the perfect weightlifter body. Like,
at once. Oh, you mean when she was on the cover of Playboy?
It was like the feminine body, but still musculine to a point of where you wouldn't fuck with her.
I mean, I thought about fucking her.
You stick it in there, it breaks.
Oh, god damn. You son of a bitch.
That's why only Ron Jeremy could fuck her. He got it in there once. Then he got arrested.
Is she in prison now?
He is. Instead of doing the fucking, he's getting fucked.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.